situation of the Jewish people in France and Western Europe during the time of the First Crusade rapidly deteriorated. And it set a pattern that would continue for the next few hundred years throughout Christian Europe. The pattern was that as religious fanaticism or religious extremism among the Christians, among Catholic Europe, increased, then the situation of the Jews deteriorated. As the church weakened, or as periods of relative liberalism occurred in the story of the church in Western Europe, then the Jewish situation improved. And the First Crusade and its success in conquering Jerusalem and Palestine was a high water mark for the church. In fact, it was the undoing of the church, because having once accomplished what it set out to accomplish and not being able thereby really to improve the spiritual or moral or economic benefits of Europe, so then it lost a great deal of standing in the minds and hearts of the people. The Ramban says in his famous debate in the year 1267, he says, "Woe to a world that looks like this after the Messiah has come." He says, the Jewish people, at least, he didn't come yet, so we have hope that things will be better. But woe to a world, if this is what it looks like after he came, then what can we look forward to? To a certain extent, that is what the First Crusade caused. Part of the idea of the Crusade, you have to realize that, as in all religious undertakings, there are a great deal of legend and a great deal of metaphysics and mystery and mythology go along with it. Part of the promise that the church made, even though no official churchman spoke the promise, but the unspoken promise was that when the church will regain Jerusalem and Palestine, then there will be the second coming of Jesus, then the world will settle down to peace and prosperity, the kingdom of heaven is coming. There were people throughout Christian Europe that sold their properties in anticipation of the millennia finally arriving. Utopia was around the corner. And anyone who promises utopia had better darn well deliver, because the reaction against it, the bitterness, the frustration, the feeling of being had, has a very strong reaction. And therefore, the very success of the crusade was its undoing, because instead of making Jerusalem the city of peace, the various Christian factions warred with each other, and they set up different holy places, a little like Muncie. There were at one time as many as six places that were the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and everybody claimed their own, you know, that they had the right tomb. And they warred with each other, they competed with each other, they said nasty things about each other. Instead of having a united Christendom, the success fractured many of the warring elements within the church. And the differences in the kingdoms of the Crusaders, the kingdom of Antioch, the kingdom of Jerusalem, the kingdom of Edessa, the kingdom of Byzantium, all of these different kingdoms, they went at each other just like the Christian countries in Europe have gone at each other for 800 years. So out of the triumph came the defeat.